Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees have put out a lineup. A doubleheader is scheduled, and no announced changes yet. So we're going to break down this lineup and go over the pitching path to victory and over-unders and give premos and homer drafts and all of that. But first, I got to ask my friend Dan Rourke, how are you?
How are you doing, BBD? I'm good, man. You know, it's kind of a funky time outside right now, but is it weird to say I low-key like enjoy these type of things? Like situations where you have to turn the news on and everybody's talking about it and it's like the town gossip, like that the sky's orange.
There's like one,
I don't know, in a weird way I enjoy it. And it's better outside today, so I really do think they could play, at least maybe get in one. I know some people are saying the air meter still's reading bad. Yeah. But like I walked around town this morning. I actually forgot about it until I saw somebody with a mask on and I was like, oh yeah. Still going on, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yesterday when it was yellow, it was that felt crazy. It was like every 20 minutes, it got crazier outside.
When I still thought the game was going to be on, I literally texted you. I was like, you mind if I do it remote today? Because I didn't really feel like walking in that, bro. Because you really in the thick of it, like yesterday, you could taste like every time you breathe, like you really could.
In our office building's like lobby, like we. Zach and I went to like go get lunch kind of at like the peak of that, which probably not the smartest choice, but whatever. And it was like you get into the lobby, like door's not even open. You're not outside and it smelled like crazy.
Yeah. Give a nice excuse though for me to just like blast the AC, sit inside and
lay low can't go a little up, bit.
So what am I going to do?
Yeah, I like that. And it seems not like actively dangerous. So I think we're in the clear saying like, it's like a moment. I don't mind it. Assuming in like a year we didn't all get sick from this and die.
But like you said to me before the show, BBD, can I tell the people?
Please.
What they say, 3 hours or 24 hours out in this is equivalent of 6 cigarettes?
I think so. That's a tweet I saw.
But you said it. You're like, that's not that many cigarettes.
People that know better than I do say that. That's just a nice night.
Yeah, I think it's a valid point by you.
So I got no idea, but Yankees might have put out their weirdest lineup in game one of this doubleheader. If you are interested in telling the people all about it.
Word. Okay, so right off the bat, you got Willie Calhoun leading off. Gleyber Torres batting second. Anthony Rizzo batting third. Giancarlo Stanton, Jake Bowers, DJ LeMahieu, Oswaldo Cabrera playing shortstop. Volpe's out of lineup. Billy McKinney batting seventh, playing center field in his 2023 Yankee debut. Kyle Higashioka rounding it out. So Calhoun, Torres, Rizzo, Stanton, Bowers, LeMahieu, Cabrera, McKinney, Higashioka. It's a funky one, BBD.
Funky one. Billy McKinney signed to the active roster yesterday. Played 23 games last season for Oakland. He has bounced around some orgs. His first two MLB games. And his first MLB hit were in a Yankee uniform in 2018. I'm sure you remember.
In AAA, too, he's doing pretty solid. 40 games, 388 OBP, 511 slugging, 9 homers. So it's an 899 OPS we're getting.
Part of a couple Yankee historic moves. Historic in more ways on one trade than the other. He was a throw-in in the Yankees send out Aroldis Chapman trade.
Mm-hmm.
They get Gleyber Torres and Adam Warren in that deal. Rashad Crawford, don't know his whereabouts right now, but hey. Then he 2 years later gets shipped off for Jay Happ. So those are two big Yankees. With Brandon Drury. He's got originally an A's draft pick. That's funny. He went A's to Cubs to Yankees to the Blue Jays, Brewers, Mets, Dodgers, Rangers, Dodgers, not Dodgers again, then A's and back to the Yankees. He's been bouncing around. And Matt Kirk's
I also didn't know he was much of a center fielder. I'm actually checking to see how much he is, but it looks like this year he's played seven games at AAA in center field. So not that you have much of a choice. This is what you're going to roll out there. I mean, Willie in right is tough. Bowers in left is tough. They're definitely going to obviously get the corners. So we'll see what McKinney's got. I mean, I'll say this about this lineup.
Three games in center field for the 21 Mets. So it won't be...
Okay.
Won't be his first MLB time in center field, but he hasn't done it a lot.
Mm-hmm. But as for the lineup, man, I haven't lost all hope because by now I'm now in the world where we're not going to have Judge for a month. So I've gotten over that and just looking at it for what it is. While funky and while, yes, not great, there's still a lot of guys in here that can run into hitting a homer. I mean, even Willie Calhoun or Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, Bowers has shown a lot of power this year. DJ, of course, can go deep. Just so like they're still capable of winning games with this lineup. So I'm not like looking at this and just chalking today's game up as a loss, especially because Lance Lynn has been pretty buns this year, too. ERA in the mid sixes. So funky lineup, but you should still win. Like you're better than the White Sox. Not having Judge is like not an excuse to bottom out. And even I don't even want to put the next month of like shoot for 500. Like, no, at least play like 3, 4, 5 games over 500 because like we're not a bad team all of a sudden. I don't want to like put that out there. Yeah.
Especially with the off days.
Like, we're worse, but we shouldn't be terrible.
With the off days, they should be able to get their bullpen. Like, they can use their good bullpen a lot over the next month. So, so there shouldn't be many days that there's really an excuse. Obviously, Judge is the best player on this team, and he dictates a lot of what this team does, but they... If they're going to be able to win a World Series, they have to be able to win some games without Judge.
Right, yeah. And like Joel Sherman put out an article today, just like the headline, I really agree with that. They are paying some other position players some pretty solid money, too, to perform, you know. And it's a shame that, man, if only Stanton could play the alpha, because then you could have Donaldson in here as well. Then I'd really be talking up even further the way I'm sounding now. But anyways, I mean, like DJ's got to pick it up. Rizzo's been good, really good actually for most of this year, but the past week or so slumping. Gleyber Torres is starting to slump a little bit again, but it's like there's still names in this lineup that should produce my vibe.
There should be some of that. One thing, I guess sort of my what to watch for. Rizzo's as good as he's been. Not the problem of this team. This is sort of a long-term what to watch for. I don't know. His strikeouts are up this year.
Are they?
Yeah. Like it's... Especially his last month or so. It's like his most strikeouts in a 30-day window, like in his career, I think. So,
oh, yeah.
He can produce around that. It's not the end of the world. It's more of a thing to watch for next year and if they end up negotiating more deals in the future with Rizzo. But it's a thing.
Yeah, he usually sits around like 15 to 18% of the time. This year, 24.1%, which by far is pretty much like a high for his career. So, yeah.
It's starting
he's, like I said, he's been kind of slumping a little bit like in general the last week or two. So, if he can just pick it up and...
Yeah, be nice if he could poke one of these days and really get going again.
I also hear, I guess, lefties especially are mashing Lynn this year.
So, I like that. A lot of fastballs.
Maybe that's also why... Shit, actually, is Floreal lefty or righty? Floreal's lefty, right?
He bats lefty.
Yeah.
I
was surprised when... I get the Yankees don't like Floreal. That's always been clear. We didn't really need any more signs to tell us that. Mm-hmm. Sorry if you hear the truck in the background. But boy, like, the fact that they pulled somebody else that also wasn't on the 40-man over him, like...
Like, they didn't just bring back Franchi for a few days until...
Right.
Like, because
I thought at this point the only roadblock would be he's not in the 40-man, but, like, no, you literally went off the 40-man to get somebody else, which McKinney's having a good year and all, but... Yeah,
I think I saw people posting some, like, last 10 days numbers, and he's hotter than Floreal's been, and people have been talking about how hot Floreal's been.
Yeah, I guess
since
the start of May, McKinney's been nuts. I'm cool with it. I mean...
It's fine, but, like, and I know, like, Floreal's, I think, strikeout rates are... as bad as ever, as much as he has been producing around that. I know I just said Rizzo can work around that, but that's been Floreal's issue. I'm not sure he'll be able to hit the homers against MLB pitching around the strikeouts that could happen against AAA guys. So,
yeah,
it is interesting.
And Bader hopefully isn't too far off. I mean, he's not going to come back when he's eligible, but maybe like if you can get him back, like maybe a week
after
from now, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, we can get by.
Yeah. And then if Stan can start playing the outfield, I would almost, like, if you truly believe Stan playing the outfield doesn't really affect him all that much, like, if that's the Yankees' thought, I don't know if it is or not. I would love if they really just started throwing him out there in a way. Like, because if they could do that and you get Donaldson at DH platoon with DJ, like, if you could put Stan out there half the week.
Because it sounds like they will get him out there eventually. It doesn't line up great with Bader's injury. Because they'd said like the first, I think, 2 weeks will be, he's like fully a DH, which, okay.
Right.
So that would be a week from tomorrow would be the 2 week mark.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I'm talking
at least
want
one more week of him only being able to DH, which stinks.
It does. And I get why they're doing it. But like once he is off that, I'm talking 3 out of the 6 games a week would be nice if he could play the field. That would be huge.
Yeah. Even, like, obviously, he's shown they may need to rest him a little more. So even if it's 2 days a week in the outfield and 1 day fully off, something like that. Like,
another thing is you can't have Willie
need him around.
Yeah, and having Willie and Bowers, like, in the corners is just, both of them in the outfield, you just can't really do that.
I mean today's lineup, today's defensive line, that's another what to watch for. I mean, it's Bowers, McKinney in center, who I think he plays a good corner outfield in my head. I don't know where the numbers lie. I gotta see it, but in center, that's a different ask. And then Willie and Wright. We might see some balls drop that we're not used to seeing drop.
Definitely, dude. I mean, just thinking about Bowers in left, and yeah, I mean, McKinney might be fine in center field, but he's not a true center fielder. I mean, left center, there might be some issues going on, so we'll see. But maybe Severino's just on his shit today and is striking people out left and right. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I guess we look for a strikeout approach from Sevy tonight. Today.
Yeah.
It's a day game. And Sevy has the first game, huh? So stick to the day game, Sevy, and all right.
I like the 4 o'clock start.
4 o'clock, I'm cool. They announced we don't get too many of those.
Yeah, and the fact that it's going to be, which, what is the term for it, by the way? Because split is when it's like 1 and 7.
Single admission.
So this is single admission. Okay, and then it's a straight shoe, which I love. And it starts at 4. You can kind of get through the day. It doesn't disrupt, you know.
Yeah.
Work stuff too much.
Most of my normal routine for the Thursdays. So,
yeah.
Ain't bad.
I'm like low-key pumped up for this doubleheader, dude. Like, we had yesterday off, so juices are flowing, need some baseball. Savvy's pitching game one. Randy in game two is kind of nice too.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. He's, you know, paperwork wise, he's 27th man. So he's the extra guy. He'll go down after today. And Matt Crook's back on the roster. So welcome back, Matt Crook. Hopefully we get to actually see you at some point this time up. It sounds like moving forward, Yanks will dance around that fifth rotation spot after today because they have the off days, so fun.
Yes,
stuff. Very. I guess he'll be kind of in the Ryan Weber role, 60-day IL. Sorry, Web Dog.
That's unfortunate.
Unfortunate. Pitching path to victory. We got Sevy. I think especially with probably going for a strikeout approach. Rested bullpen, but a doubleheader. I think we got to pencil him in for 6. At kind of a best case scenario, which would mean in the bullpen working backwards, Clay, King, Wandy, Ron all haven't pitched in a while, so that's great going into a doubleheader. We should see all of them today at some point across the 2 games.
Bullpen's in great shape, pretty much.
Bullpen is in great shape. Probably game one, I've got us doing a little, just go straight up Wandy, Marinaccio, Clay.
Mm.
It something like that, and King for the last two innings of game two, ideally. That adds up.
And then I'm sure Bray will get in at some point today if you just need like a few innings.
Everyone's available if they need it today. Game two we'll cover between games if we get there, but
we'll get there.
But yeah, could see Canely get an inning, Abreu get an inning, Cordero get an inning. Canely and Cordero, revenge series for them. And if it's a blowout in either game, look out for the Crook Dog and Nick Ramirez.
I like it. I'm feeling good about the pen today and also Sevy, so my worries are at a minimum about them. Feeling good. I think six for Sevy is definitely the way to go. Like game one, the roadmap's pretty damn clear, like you said. Just Sevy for six, you hope.
Go get the win. Figure out game two if you need to later.
Yeah.
Because
like game two in general, you're already figuring it's going to be a little more of a project with Randy starting.
Yeah, it'll be Randy like starting.
Maybe if you get four, maybe five out of him, but just kind of look to package it all together.
On paper, it could be a better lineup game two, because we'll have IKF back in center. Donaldson will be out there.
Yeah. DJ will definitely be sitting instead of
DJ. I assume will be sitting. There's a chance he DHs or something. They have Stanton not play both games, but if he's just DHing. Might be worth playing in both.
Volpe plays short. I bet Waldo goes to the outfield. I kind of get that vibe.
He's playing. Yeah, both plays today. Both. Get another look at him at shortstop, huh? I like that.
And then Trevi
will be in there. I mean, all four guys on the bench in game one would probably be in like best possible lineup Yankees can put out there.
Mm-hmm. Senior's pitching. So we got Clevinger in game two. Yeah, I'm telling you. We should win both today. I'm putting that out there.
Let's win two. Right?
No like BS. We're not some little poor children crap. Like, let's win. We're still a good baseball team.
Especially you already lost game one. Let's be honest. The White Sox are not having a good year. They've been disappointing and having bad vibes around them for a year and a half now. Like, let's win these games.
Yeah. Was happy for Clint Frazier, by the way. He seemed like he's in a good spot. I don't know if you saw him. He's like in pregame interview stuff, but like
I haven't seen any of that. But I know he had a nice start to the White Sox times.
Yeah, and he posted like the joke about Red Thunder yesterday on Twitter. He still has Scranton Rail Riders forever, and he was talking nicely about the Yankees in a way like he just actually looked fondly back. So
nice.
I'm happy for Clint Frazier now. I'm past like roasting him and whatnot.
I like that.
He's healed those wounds.
Nice. Good for Clint. Maybe. Yeah.
He's got a freaking fine ass girlfriend too.
I haven't looked into it, but
really?
Maybe after the show.
I mean respectful, but no, she's pretty.
Nice. I think that brings us the second half of the show. It begins with the Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft. You see that, Fayo? I sang the Homer draft just for you.
I love that.
Shout out to the chat.
I have the first pick this time around with Lancelin peppering some fastballs in there with this guy leading off today and it being kind of the topic of the lineup. Willie Calhoun, go porch one, kid. Give me slick Willie. And on the back end, I will be taking Jake Bowers, who has real pop. So I'm going for the Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers play. You had already selected Bowers in game one.
Oh, did I?
So he was unavailable to you, and I have Willie. So now you cannot pick Bowers, Calhoun, or Gleyber Torres.
Bro, game one feels like a century ago. I don't even remember that. But okay, I'll go with... So Anthony Rizzo's available?
Rizzo's available.
I'm taking Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo. You've got him.
Do I pick again now?
You get one more pick.
Giancarlo Stanton. Is he available?
That. He is available. I think it's a smart pick because, like we were
saying, Stanton.
I sort of don't have him playing game two in this one.
Mm-hmm. In my head, dude, I'm doing like the, you know, when like somebody, like a girlfriend breaks up with them. And then their next girlfriend is somebody who's like exactly like resembles the previous girlfriend. In my head, that's what I'm doing with Stanton, and partially why I wish he was batting second. Cause I'm just like, in my head, like, okay, we don't have Judge. I'm just going to pretend Stanton is Judge. Hope he goes off. Where's the high Sox? Bad second. And like, it just sitting, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's my vibe with Giancarlo.
We just go back to what we had when we were missing Stanton.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's exactly it. Like, I'm in my head trying to convince myself it's interchangeable, which when he's on, at least offensively, I could actually believe that. Yeah, so that's my vibe with this whole thing.
His good is, I mean, Judge has taken some more steps, I suppose, but there's a time they basically were a 1A, 1B, who's the best hitter. So
yeah, I mean, now that's like the separation is quite far. I mean, half of it because of the defense, obviously. I mean, Judge just being a better hitter, period. But when Stanton is on, you could trick yourself into thinking they're the same player. Because Stanton, when he's on, like for that 2-3 week stretch when it happens, you could say he's like the best hitter in baseball during that period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
during his hottest periods, he's
literally
as good as anybody I've ever seen.
Right, so let's just hope that happens now. And he's been looking good off the IL. I mean, didn't have a good game in game one, but that Dodgers series was nice.
Those that happened. He showed me enough in the Dodgers series. I mean, normally he takes a little bit of a ramp up. So
right.
So I'm happy he came back looking pretty good.
Mm.
So you have Stanton and Rizzo. That was my game plan for game one. Neither of them did it. It's whatever. And then I have Willie and Jake Bowers. Kind of like your group better than mine. I hope they all homer, though. Do you have any guesses on the over-under line for game one?
7.5?
It's 8.
Okay.
It's 8. We were both incorrect on the overs in game one. Game two, Lance Lynn's been getting hit. But I think Yankees do kind of go... I think I'm on the under... One, just the way this lineup is, I know I've said on this show before, like, when you get the funky lineup, that's when they really break out some runs. But I do think with this lineup, I believe in Seve and the bullpen that they're going to use behind him in game one. I think we're heading towards a 6-1 final.
Yanks, I'm taking the over.
Lance Lynn a little bit.
7-3 Yankees under. Win.
You are on the I'm taking over. The
over. Yep.
I would prefer the over. I want the Yankees to hit a lot.
I think this lineup's going to could have hit a couple homers tonight, dude.
I like
today, that. This afternoon, evening. What even time is that? It's 4:00. Like, it's not this afternoon, right? Or is it?
I guess it's an afternoon.
Yeah, so I guess so.
By the end of the game, it won't be, but.
And then it's evening, and then it goes dusk. Right? Like, dusk is right before it gets dark.
Yes.
Is that dawn? No.
Dawn's in the morning.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything you're premoing for tonight? Today?
I am going to get 10 boneless swings, I think, after conclusion of this show. But for the Yankees... Dan, dude, nothing really comes to mind, I'll be honest. And I don't want to always force one out unless it's required by law. Yeah. I don't see anything besides what I've kind of already said for what I hope happens. Do you have anything?
Oh, Glaber's kind of sticking out. Part of me, the thing I am most seeing is just the ball gets hit to the outfield and lands that we have seen get caught a lot this year between Bader and Judge and all that. Because it could be an ugly outfield. I think I just saw McKinney just kind of shoot one back up the middle for a single. Single up
very
the middle,
nice.
Billy McKinney.
I'll go kind of what I was saying before, but a little more generic. And I just think this lineup's going to score today. They're going to put up like
put up
7
runs.
Enough to where, going back to what you said about the funky lineups usually seem to just do that, we'll have people be like, oh, who would have thought?
I like that.
7 runs today. That's my premonition.
And I'd like Oswaldo to make a nice play at short. That's not a premonition, just something I'd like to see.
Yeah. In your head, Oswaldo at short, how has he been? I mean, I don't remember
this
anything
year,
crazy.
This year, it's been, I feel like every time he's come to the infield, it's just like been weird.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get to like do it 3 days in a row. He kind of, every time he comes to the infield, it's like a one-off. So he's had some like weird plays at second this year that like I think he expects to make, and they're very on Oswaldo like. But I think if he were playing infield every day, he'd be back in the rhythm and be fine. But he is asked to play a lot of outfield for good reason.
Yeah, I go into this game without any hesitation about Waldo, just based off, I could be wrong on that, but like in my head, I don't recall tweeting too much of many complaints from him playing short. So going off that data bank of memory, which probably means nothing, I trust Waldo today to play the position.
But yeah, I like it. I'm looking.
Savvy should ball out today, dude.
Savvy ball out.
Yeah.
Punch some tickets.
So I'll see you in like a few hours, PBD, hopefully.
I think so. We'll do a quick one between. That's usually
yes,
double,
very good.
Double header.
All right. Love you, chat.
Love you, chat. Subscribe if you haven't.
Like this sweater?
I love that sweater.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm at. I'm kind of lagging.
You're there.
That's funny, though.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.